This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 15 for Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are hitting fresh contract lows on Tuesday morning as weakness in the Chicago soy complex weigh on values. The November canola contract drops $13.80 at $573.30 per ton, and the January contract loses $12.30 at $584.60 per ton. Yesterday's supply-demand report from the United States Department of Agriculture is forecasting a record U.S. soybean yield of 53.2 bushels per acre. Also, the USDA is holding onto its estimate for Canada's canola output at 20 million tons. Declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are adding to canola's woes. Losses in crude oil are putting additional pressure on the vegetable oils. A simmering labor dispute at CPKC and Canadian National Railways could erupt following a ruling from the Canadian Industrial Relations Board. CPKC is making it clear that they will lock out members of the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference effective August 22nd. CN says it's considering the same course of action. The union states it's preparing for a strike or a lockout. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 72.83 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 72.79. In Monday's S&D report, U.S. corn yields are projected to rise to 183.1 bushels per acre, but harvested acres are expected to fall to 82.7 million. Total U.S. wheat production is slotted at 1.98 billion bushels, with spring wheat accounting for 27% of output. And the USDA released its crop progress report, with soybeans holding at 68% good to excellent. U.S. corn holds at 67% good to excellent. Spring wheat slips 4 points at 72% good to excellent. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday morning. The November contract gives up 18 cents at $9.68 per bushel. September soy oil falls by more than a half cent at 40.94 cents per pound. September soy meal is down $3.70 at $302.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn pulls back 4.5 cents at $3.79 per bushel. September oats dip 2 cents at $3.18.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago September is down 6 cents at $5.31. Kansas City September loses 2.5 cents at $5.46. And Minneapolis September slips a penny at $5.91. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, August 13th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.